We are on Daf Pei Hei Amud Beis. Four lines from the top of the Yomid. Five lines. Omar Rav Chome Maider Siv Belev Novain Tanua Chochmo Vekerev Ksilim Tivoda Belev Novain Tanua Chochmo Zet Talmud Chochem Ben Talmud Chochem Bekerev Ksilim Tivoda Zet Talmud Chochem Ben Am Horetz. So Rashi says, Tivoda Meidia Lakoil Umispoir Bekisro Bekerev Ksilim Tivoda is Meidia Lakoil Umispoir Bekisro Ben Am Horetz Hainu Bekerev Ksilim Mishpachas Ksilim. Let us just continue the Gemara and then we'll come back. Amar Rabula Haine Domri Inshi Astire Belegine Kish Kish Karye. Sarashi says Astire Belegine Sela Echod Belegine Kish Kish Karye Miskashkesh Umashmiya Kul. Bimhoyo mole sloim loyhoyo mashmiya kul. So the Mayone Chochma says Pshat, according to Rashi, we're speaking about, in both cases, a Talmud Chochem. The Shaila is the Mishpoche. Bekerev Ksilim, Rashi says, I know Mishpachas Ksilim. So the Mayone Chochma says that what it says, Tivoda Meidia Lakoil Mispair Bekisro, is not going under Talmud Chochem. It is going under Mishpoche. The Mishpoche has in their family a Talmud Chochem, which is unique in the family. So, Meidia Lakoil, so the Mishpoche is Meidia to everyone, Mispoir Bekisro. And that's the Istira Belegina Sela Echot Belegina, that means in the Mishpoche, you have one Talmud Chochem, is Miskashkes Umashmiya Kel, Imhoyimole Sloim Lehoyimashmiya Kel. Since this is one Talmud Chochem in the whole family, so the family is Mefarsim about this Talmud Chochem that they possess. Leidach Gisa Belev Nova in Tanua Chochma means that if Talmud Chochem ben Talmud Chochem, so that is a normal inyan that in the family there should be Talmidei Chachamim. So Tanua Chochma, the Chochma rests. It's not Nisparsim. It's a Dovo Hamuvan Me'elov. Astire, let us see, Toisvis, Astire Belegina Kish Kish Karye, Beforish Rivo, Lefi Shein Derech Zuz, Laniach Belogim. To put a Zuz in a Legina, in a log that's used, Mistamet, to hold Mashke, Humekashkesh, Bimhoye Menichoi, Ba'arniki kedalke li yesham lehoya mekashkesh. It could be, according to Toisvist, Mayone Chochma brings down a pshat. The Gemara says, Mesechtes Nedorim, Shorile le'inish lo'idiyei nafshei ba'asre de lo'yodi. That means if people are unaware that he's a Talmud Chochem, he's permitted to be mefarsim this. So a Talmud Chochem that comes from a Mishpachas Talmud Chochem, so that's called Asri Diyodi. They know that he's a Talmud Chochem. It's the whole family is a family of Talmidei Chachamim. So Memele, No, yeminichai ba'arniki kedalkai, that means if the zuz would be in a place where all other zuzim are, in a place where there are zuzim, it's not a davar chadosh. Lehoye mekashkes, there was no need to be mefarsam that he's a Talmud Chochem. Mishpachas ksilim is leimaski adatayu, that this person is a Talmud Chochem. So therefore he is maidia, he that since shori leinish loidi navshei ba'asrei deloyodi. It could be that is pshat in Tosfos, that the Talmud Chochem is maidia, since he comes from such a mishpoche, no one would ever think he's a Talmud Chochem. So estire belegine kish kish. He's coming from a mokim, that is no Tamidei Chachamim. Omar lei, Rabbi Yirmiyahu l'Rabbi Zeira, mai dechsiv, katin v'godol shomhu, ve'evet chofshi me'adoinov. So Poshet is speaking about in the Shoil, so it says in the Posik, katin v'godol shomhu, there's a katin, there's a godol, ve'evet chofshi me'adoinov. So what is the Pasuk telling us? Otu lo yodinon de koton vegodol shamhu. So the Pasuk is telling us something else. Ala kol hamaktin atzmoi al divrei teire bo ilom hazeh, nase godol li ilom habo. So koton vegodol is speaking about two mekoymes. Is makdin atzmai ba'ilam hazeh, v'gadol shamu, so there he is a gadol. V'chol ha'meisim atzmai ke'eved al divrei teira ba'ilam hazeh, naseh chofshi la'ilam haba. Lakuti basa lakuti brings a yalkut Yahishua that says pshat in this gemara as follows. Mi shemaktin atzmei al divrei teure ba'ilam hazeh, that means he's loymed mikol odom. He doesn't look, he's a chochma loymed mikol odom, so he's maktin atzmei al divrei teure. He's not worried about his covet, is it lefikvoidi, to ask someone, he's maktin atzmei al divrei teure, nase godel lo'ilam habo. And v'chol ha'meisim atzmai ke'eved al divrei teure b'olam hazeh, he wants to say, this is going on a Rebbe, a melamed, is nase an eved l'talmidov. That means that he's mitzamtzim his seichel, he does not tell them what he understands, he tells them what they can understand. So he's magbul, his das, says Dachsman Chazal, and the posakul Hashem b'koyach, b'shas matan teire, lefi koyach shel kol echad ve'echad, what everyone heard, what he's capable of comprehending. So the eved, he made himself an eved to the Talmud. That means he was mitzamtzim in magbul, his seichel, that the Talmud should understand according to the Madrega of the Talmud. So, Nasa Chavshi Lo'ilam Habo, so it could be Pshat is, he's not in Lo'ilam Habo, there's no Gvul for his Aliyah. He's not Mugbal in Lo'ilam Habo. He was Magbal himself on this world, Litzayrich the Talmud. So Nasa Chavshi Leilam Abol, there's no Gvulim for his Aliyah in Leilam Abol. Zokte Gemore weiter. Reish Lakish havim mitzayin maroso de Rabono. Reish Lakish was mitzayin the maores from the Rabono. Let us see what Rashi says. So Trashi Mitzayim Maroso de Rabbonon, שלא יקושלו כהנים לעבר עליהם ולהיל. That means the were תמידי חכמים that were קבורים in מאורס, and these קבורים were unknown to the people who walked למיילו. They did not realize they're walking over קבורים. So he went into the Ma'oris to see where there are kvorim, and who's nikbar sham, shlo yikoshlu kahanim laver aleyim ulahayil, shloi te'ora takola al yedei tzadikim. Amar dike Rashi, Rashi says the reason that Rish Lakish did this, Shloite oret takola yedei tzadik. Now this is a very interesting Rashi. L'chaire, if the kahanim are unaware that there's mesim here, so Rashi has to say Shloite oret takola yedei tzadikim. So my chavrusa Rabbi Yonah Kent has said tachshmir a gemar de kipshat in this Rashi. There's a meridik chasam sefer in Chulin, and af kuftes vovo med alef. The Gemara closes a shayla by Shiluach of the Tzipere Metzore. So the Gemara brings a raya, since you're sending out the Tziporim, Loi Omro Teure Shalach Letakola. So the Gemara says, that means if the Tzipor would be Osir Bachila, would be Osir Bano, so it will come out that this shiluach is a takola for the one who finds it. So mamele is a raya that it's mutal. Yomra teire shalach le takola. Zok tehilekich samsofer amir dikehore. Af al gav de la hamoitza muteres nemirube da alma porish. She says, what lo omra teire shalach le takola? It's no takola. That means lo yitzuya the tzipor staka osa b'achila, and a person will find this tzipor, and he doesn't know that this is a tzipor from a metzayre, so that is a klal called the porish merube porish. So I can assume that this is a muta dekitz tzipor. I'll eat from the tzipor, so I'll say achirab lahatis. I can assume that it's a muta dekitz tzipor. I'll come af yana veld. There won't be any tainus on the person who ate the tzipor, because he was saying mechan roiv acheram lahatris. So what is pshat in the Gemara? Zok techesam soifer af al gav de la hamoitza muteres. The one who's going to find it, this tzipor will be muter de mirube da alme porish. But to do such a thing, that means to put a michshel to send out a tzipor asure, chotcha filu, the one who will eat it will have a roiv to be seimachan. But the Maisa, that's called a takola. You were a mash or someone. He won't be nenash because he can be seimach and roiv. But that's called shalach litakola. That's called a takola. Even though the one, the Maisa, who will eat it, has roiv to be seimach. But you, the Maisa, that's called, you were mashalim. So he wanted to say, there's a taisvis later in daf, Kuf Yudalad Amid Beis, that says, Reiv Aroinis Yeshlam Peiseach Tefach. So when a Kohen is walking over the Karke, a fellow on the Tzad, that there's underneath there, there's a Kever, but one can be Seimechan Reiv Aroinis Heva Peiseach Tefach. Al Kaponim Rish Lakish was Baidik the Ma'oritz, and Al Kochi was Baidik the Ma'oritz that did not have a Pesach Tefach. He found Ma'oritz that did not have a Pesach Tefach, Shalei Koshlu Kahanim Lavar Aleim Alayel. So he was looking for kvarim who did not have a Pesach Tefach, shleikoshel kanim laver aleim alav, that they shouldn't be nichshel. So what'll be? I mean, lemaisa afilu, he will be mild, but he can be samech and roiv. Roiv aroinish eshlam Pesach Tefach. Shleiteyor et hakol al yedei tzadikim, but it's cool that it was at hakolim. Just like the Gemara in Chulin says, Shloi Omam, the Amra Teire Shalach Litakola, that's called a Takola, even though the one is over, is Seimach and Roy. So, but Al Kaponim, that's called a Takola, came through the Mishaleach, even though, because Lamaise, the Mishaleach, Lamaise was Mishaleach, something that's also Machila, and someone ate it, even though he is a Heter of Roy. So that's Pshat and Rashi. Shleitoret takola yedei tzadikim. That means these tzadikim who are nikba. And these ma'oris who do not have a Pesach Tefach. So come out through them. A koyin was nichshal. He was nitma through them. That's called a takola. Shleitoret takola yedei tzadikim. That is why Rish Lakish was mitzayin the ma'oris, that whenever there was a ma'orah that did not have a Pesach Tefach, he was mitzayin l'mayla, that the kahanim should know they should not walk over this area. Kimota l'marte de Rab Chiya, when he came to the ma'orah of Rab Chiya, yalma minei, so was nis'alim from him exactly where the kever is. He could not find the kever. So if he cannot find the kever, he cannot be mitzayin l'mayla where the kever is. Cholash daitai, so he had chalisha sadas. It seems that as the covet of Rab Chiya, it wasn't lefi kvoidoi that Rish Lakish should enter his kever. It wasn't lefi kvoidoi. So memele, so he had a chalisha sadas that he was unable to enter the ma'ora of Rab Chiya in order to find out the exact dimensions. Amar ribayni shaloylam lepilpalti toira kemaisoi. I wasn't mefalpel and teure like Rab Chiya. Yotze so baskel v'omro loy, so baskel came out and told him, teure kamoysoi pilpalta, that is true. The you were mefalpel teure as much as Rab Chiya was mefalpel. Teure kamoysoi loy rivatsta, but in harbotzas teure, now, Botzes Teire, you don't come to compare to Rab Chiya. So therefore, you are not roy to enter his cave. So that's where it was Nisalam Imenu. Now the Gemara relates an incident. Ki yave mince Rab Chanine v'Rab Chiya, when they were, was a machlokes between them, bedivrei teure. So omar le Rab Chanina le Rab Chiya, bahadi didika mitzvahs, you are chilek with me. Do you know who I am? Chas v'sholim. Im ishtakcha teure mi Yisrael. If teure will become nishtakach from klal Yisrael, madarne lo, mi pilpuli, I could bring back this Torah, and mi mechaven the halachas through my koyach ha-pilpul. It was a rizike talmud chochem, and he had these meridike potential, so he told Rab Chiya, how could you be chaylik with me? You do not possess my milas, akochach, I'm right. Koma le Rab Chiya le Rab Chanina bahadi didi kominzes. Da avdi le teure toleit ishtakach mi Yisrael. I have a besonderes chus of harbotzes a teure through me, you have a potential of Teiru B'Nishtakach, you could bring it back, you could be Machadish Tahalochis to your people. I personally made that Teiru Shanapi Nishtakach from Klal Yisrael. So I have this schus of Harbotzes Teiru, that Teiru Shedevekiyim by Klal Yisrael, so Memele. And this schus mustame, when and I am right in this machloikis. My avidna, what did I do? Ozlino, I went vishadino kisno, and I planted flax seeds, and then after the flax grew. V'godil no nishbi. Then from the flax I went and I made nishbi. I made nets to trap deer. V'tzayd no tovi, and I trapped the deer with these nets. U'machil no, now I had deer. U'machil no b'sraiu liyasmi. I shechted these deer. The basar I was machul to Yisoymim. So with the deer that I trapped, I did gevaldik tzedake. I gave this food for Yisoymim. And from the oil of the deer, I made a klaf, varichna megilta, and I made megillos. V'chasavno chamisha chumshi. And I wrote on the oir of the deers, I wrote chamisha chumoshi. V'salikne lamoso, and I went to a city where there was no melamdi tenoitis. U'makrino chamisha yenuki v'chamisha chumshi. So I had made megillas of five chumoshi. And I, with five tenoikis, I taught each tinek one chumash. And then I took six other tenoikis, va'asnu umasninon shita yenuki shita sidri. And I taught six tenoikis, each one I taught a seder and mishnayis, balpet. V'amarne lohu, and I told them, ad dahadarne vasinu, till I come back, I want, so each one of the, those five tenoikas, each one of them knew a chumash. So I told them, akru adodi, each one should teach the other a chumash. So it'll come out that the five chumashim will be taught to all the tenoikas. Va'asnu adodi, and those who learned Sidre Mishnayis, that each tinnik who knows a Seder should teach the other one the Seder, and now they'll all know Shisha Sidre Mishle. Va'ovdu lo le'teire do'loi tishtakech mi Yisrael. Ha'inu do'omar Rebbe kama gedoilim ma'isech hiye. That's Rabbeinu HaKadosh said, what Abchi accomplished in his Harbotzes Teira. It's very interesting, besides the Harbotzes Teira, that he was metapel in a city that did not have Malamde Tenoikes, but it's very interesting how he made these five chumoshim. Now, L'chaire, the most practical oifin should have been that he should have purchased klofim, and from the klof, he'll write five chumashim, and why did he, look, he started off, he planted flax seeds, and grew flax, and made from this flax, he made nets, and then from the nets, he trapped the deer, and from the deer, he went and eventually he made the klofim. Why did he start all the way over there? He should have purchased klofim. Na guten tag. There's a mordike goyin in Eiris Agro. The goyin Eiris Agro says as follows. Im hoyu boinim beis haknesses koroi. If a shul in Eiris Agro tztav shin gimel beis yud aleph. So the goyin says as follows. Im hoyu boinim beis haknesses koroi. If they would build a shul properly. Now, what is the taich of building a shul properly? Hainu. Sha'af ha-kardoim. The axe. Shechoytei fa'etzim. Ho'yo'oise Yisrael b'machshove l'shem shemayim b'kavone. The axe, which is used to chop the trees, which is used to make wood in which to build the basic nesses. If this axe was manufactured, it was made by a person, l'shem shemayim b'kavone, so the goyin says, loy hoyu mispalalim bo'oisoi beis haknesses b'machshov ezore. The mocking would have such a kedusha that the tefillah of a person who davened in this shul, he would not have the nesyonis to daven with a machshove zore. And where did the goyin get this from? He got it from our Gemara. V'hu sha'oma. He brings an our Gemara, shuloi tishtakach toire mi Yisrael. If he wanted to engrave by tinoikis toire, that it should not be forgotten, hoyozereye gam ha-pishton v'oivid ha-koil l'shem shomayim l'tzoire ha-limud. A tinnik that learned from such a Megillah, had a mordekereshim, that tinnik did not forget what he learned. Kemachshove v'hamaisim devukim yachad. So that is the godless of Rab Chiya. Let us see Rashi. Yalmaminei lo yochel limtzoi mekoimo. Rish Lakish was unable to find the mokim of the kvura of Rab Chiya. Ribatzto la'acherem loshen hamar b'tzodei umashke. Rab Chanine b'Rab Chome. He was chaylik with Rab Chiya. Shodino kisne zayreya ani zirayne pishtam. He planted flaxseed. Shodino mashlich v'godilno nishbi v'kayleya ani mimenu, and he braided from this flax which had grown. Rishtoi sumachmoires, different types of nets and traps. V'tzaidno tovi v'nitzot seviyim, and I trapped deer. V'arichno megilto mesakin ani me'oiroi seyem klofim. V'solikno lemosan, I went up to the city lemokim shein malamdei tenoikis. L'chamisha yenukit L'chol echot sifrei, for each tinnik I learned one sefer of chumash. Umasnina alpe shisha sidrei mishna l'shita yenuke. Akru adodi, and then when I left them, I told them, limdu zeh zeh mikrois. Va'asnu adodi, limdu zeh zeh sidrei, she learned the seder mishnayis. So that was the basko that Rish Lakish heard min ha-shamayim, even though in Pilpul perhaps you were equivalent to Rab Chiya, but in Abotzes Torah you are not equivalent to Rab Chiya. Kama gedoylem ma'ase Chiya. Oma alei Rab Yishmoel b'Rab Yosi afilu mima. Rab Chiya was greater than Rabbeinu HaKodesh. Amalei in. Now we have to understand, Rab Chiya was a Talmud of Rabbeinu HaKodesh. And he asked him, was he greater than you? Amalei in. Then he asked him, Afilo me Abba, was he greater than Rabbi Yossi? Amalei chas v'sholim le tehei kozois b'Yisrael. So the Ben Yehuda says, Pshat, in this Gemara, the neshamis that come on this world, the previous deiris was eicha to greater neshamis. Like tehei kezois b'Yisrael, that Rabbi Yossi, who was from a previous deir, should be smaller than Rabchiye. In Klal Yisrael, we have this mesorah that the neshamis of the previous deiris were greater than the neshamis of the later deiris. Im rishonim kemalochim anu kebnei adam. We see that we are machshiv the previous deiris. So he says, Be'emesin Rabchi was a Talmud of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, and he asked him, was he greater than you? Rabbeinu HaKadosh said, yes. So he says, that was mitech and v'sonusay of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. It wasn't true. About Kaponim, but Rabbi Yossi, he said, zicher leiti teikos ois bi Yisrael. Oma Rabbi Zeire, emesh niroli Rabbi Yossi b'Rabchanine. Last night I had a cholim, and Rabbi Yossi, and I saw in the cholim, I saw Rabbi Yossi b'Rab Chanina. Amarti loy eitzel mi ato takua. Who are you by? That means in takua v'yoish, emesh nirali, Sarashi says b'chaloyim, takua v'yoishev b'yeshiva shomaylo. Who are you with in yeshiva shomaylo? Amali Eitzel Rabbi Yochanan, and by Rabbi Yochanan. The Rabbi Yochanan Eitzel me, Eitzel Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yanai Eitzel me, Eitzel Rabbi Chanine. Rabbi Chanine Eitzel me, Eitzel Rabbi Chie. Amarti loy, the Rabbi Yochanan Eitzel Rabbi Chie loy. And Rabbi Yochanan Weistois, Rabbi Chanine was by Rabbi Chie. But Rabbi Yochanan could not be next to Rabbi Chiye. Amali ba'aser deskukim denure uba'urim de'esha man mayil ba'nafcha l'samon. Can Rabbi Yochanan go into a place deskukim denure, there's sparks, there's torches, there's amur de'esh by Rabbi Chiye. Rabbi Yochanan cannot enter that svive. Oma Rav Chavive Ishtoili Rav Chavive Bar Surmaki. Chozer Le'yahume Rabono, he saw Talmud Chochem, to have a Shriach Eliyo Gabay, that used to be, Eliyo Anovi was Nisgalate. The Litzavre have a Shepirin Einei. The morning I saw his eyes were good. There was nothing wrong with his eyes. And at night I looked at him and it seems his eyes were burnt out. They were burnt. Omri lei mai hai. So I asked him, what happened? What happened with your eyes? For Omali, so he told me, the Omri Leliyo, I told Eliyo Anovi, Achvi li Rabbonon tisalki l'mesifte derikia. Show me how the Rabbonon are brought up to the mesifte derikia. Omar li, so Eliyo Anovi told me, Bekulu motzis listakula. You can look at all the Rabbonon. Levar migaholke de Rabchiye. But the katadro, the chariot that Rabchiye is brought up into the Mesifta de Rekiye, the light is tackled by. Don't look at that. my simonayu, what's the simon, how do I know which is the gehorki de rabchi and which is the gehorki of the other rabbono? Bekuli ozli malochi kisalki vinochsi. By all the other gehorki, all the other chariots that bring up the rabbonon, the mesivta de rikiye, there's malochim that bring it and malochim that take it out. But the chariot of Rab Chiya, the Minavshe Solek Venochis, this goes by itself. So the Teres Chaim says, Pshat, the Kvoid Ashchine Salke Venochse Bahadi Gehorke Rab Chiya. It wasn't Malochim that brought it, and brought it to the Mesivta the Rekia and brought him down. The Kvoid Ashchina Atzma Salke Venochsi Bahadi Gehorki Derabchia. So Mamela, if you don't see Malochim coming first, you'll know, that's not for you. That's not for you to see. Le Motsoi Lukmi Anafshoi. So, he was unable to restrain himself. Istaklibo, so I looked. Also, trei botiti denure umachyu lahu gavre. Vesaminu leina, I saw two sparks of fire came out, and I became blind. Became blind. So the Teres Chaim says, Mi she'einai chos al kvoit koinoi u'mistakel b'kvoit ha'shchina einov keyois. He says, Chazal tell us one should not be mistakel b'keshes. One should not be mistakel b'yodov shel kehanim. When they duchen, that's anamokim with this, ha'shchoes ha'shchina, one should not look. And he looked. So Mameli became blind. L'mocha ozli ishtatchi amorte. He's blind already, it's bitter. So he was mishtateyach on the ma'ore of Rav Chiya. Amine masnaise demar masnina. I learn your baraisis. Ve'itzoi. And I became healed. The Ben Yehuda says a very interesting pshat. He says, when someone learns the Torah of someone else, Sivsaisav Deva Vaisbekera. He says, Sivsaisav Deva Vaisbekera is a gewaldige nachas ruach for the mace. Shenire shuhu chai. That means there's some sort of chias the mace gets when you're learning his Torah. That's if Saif Sav Deva Vais Bekeba. So Mamela, so this Talmud was Mishtateyach on the Keva of Rab Chiya. And he told him, I learn your Baraises. Masni, Naise Demar Masnin, I learn your Baraises. I bring you Chiyas of Sif Saif Sav Deva Vais Bekeba. Rebbe, Sumes Choshev Kemeis. I'm also a mace now. So you should be mispalul that I should have chiyus, I should be able to see again. So that was the mide keneged mide. That means he went to the cave of Rab Chiya and he said, I learn your baraisis, so I bring you chiyus in your matzav of mise. So be mispalul that I should be zeichet to chiyus, Sumes Choshev Kemeis. I should be able to see again. Ve'itzoi, and he was healed. Let us see Rashi. Rabbi Yochanan Eitzel Rabchi Eloi Amarti Ani V'chein Rabbi Yochanan Roi Leishe V'Eitzel Rabchi U'Burim Targum De Lapidim De Metzafre Havi Shapiren Einai. Baboiker Raisi as Einov Yofis. His eyes were very nice. L'erev Raisim Doimis Kilo Nisrfu Bo'ur. Omri Leio Marti Loi. Omri Amarti Leio Gaholki Katadra, the chariot. Batita Nitzoitzis. Mas naise de mar komas nino, te sefte shaladoini, she sidro le shishe sedorim, ani shoine tomet. Rabchi is sidro le te sefte, Rabchi was mesad all the te seftes, kimrine baalme, rabbi loishone, rabchi menole, bimrine komas nisle, mesnai be rabchi ve rabbi shaye, loitaisu minai be bei midroshe. Yeah. Sagt der Gemara weiter. Elio habe Schriach beim Sifte der Rebbe. Elio Novi used to come beim Sifte der Rebbe. Yoim Echad Reish Yarch Ahave, it was Reish Chodesh. Lo Galei Velo Yosa. He came late. He didn't come the time he usually comes. So when he came late. No, he came late. So Rabbeinu HaKadosh approached Eliyahu. My time nogale lema. How come you came late? Amalei, I was busy today. Rosh Chodesh, I have a busy day. What's the busy day, Rosh Chodesh? Amalei, adokimne l'Avrom. I have to wake up Avrom. So that means there's a bechine of Mise by Avrom, Adokimno, then I get him up. Umashine Yodei, and I wash his hands. Umatzli, and he's Mispalo. Umagninolei, and then I put him back down. Bechain Le Yitzrok, Bechain Le Yaakov. So Mamela, it's a long, drawn-out procedure. This is Rosh Chodesh. So, Kaponim, I have to take care of the three of us. So he says, so, V'lukminu Bahadi Adodi, you should get them up all together, come out, you would take less time. Savri Tokfi Berachmi, if you have the three of us, Achmed Ben Yehuda says that Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos are Yemeira, they didn't daven a whole week, the of us, it seems, but Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos, they did daven. Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos, he says, Shabbos, Eliyahu Novi never came bechlal to the Masifta the Rebbe. There's Yeshtrum and Lamaila Meyasor. He couldn't come Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh, he came, but he came late. So he told them that there's a whole Seder that he's Torah with the others. And he asked him, so you could do it in a quicker oifen. So Savri Tokfi Barachme Umaisalei Lamashiach Balaismani. That it could be they'd be Moira Rachmim, Mashiach would come before this man. The Ben Yoda says Pshat that Mashiach is to come seen Bamishpati Poder. When Klal Yisrael is Roy, so then there'll be a Gula Shleime. If it'll come with Chachmim, it'll come with Chesed, then not Roy, so Samuch will be a Gula Shleime, it could be a Golus will come about again. That's why Min HaShemayim, they're waiting that, but Al Kaponim, you have the three of us, will be Tokvi Barachme, could, these are big guns. Could be there'll be more Rachmim, Mashiach will have to come. And this is not Rotzon Hashem. The Mashiach should come before this man. Amaloi v'yesh dugmosam ba'ilam hazeh. He says, is there someone on this Rabbeinu HaKodesh asked Aliyah, is there someone on this world who is equivalent koiches to the others with their tefillah? Amaloi ike rabchiye ubonov. But Avoyne, I don't understand what the cheshben of Rabbeinu HaKodesh was. I mean, if he heard that there's a cheshben that Mashiach should not come koidem zmanois, I don't know what he wanted to accomplish with what he did. But on Kaponim, Gozer Rebbe Tanise, he was Gozer Tainis, Achsino l'Rabchi Ubonov. Rabchi Ubonov, Tainis, we have Osi Taisvis, the next summit, Moshe Aaron Vachur, there's three by the Tainis. So Achsino l'Rabchi Ubonov. Omar Mashi Varuach, Rabchi said Mashi Varuach, Benosh Vazike, tremendous wind came. Omar Meirid Agoshem, Meirid Agoshem, Posa Mitra, started raining. Kimota Lameima.
Kimota Lameima Machaya Mason. It's about to say Machaya Mason. Logesh Alma, so the... It was potum already, the mason were starting to get up. Omri berikia, man goli razia baume, who was Megala di Sainis. Omri elio, Leonovia Sula Leo Mahu Shitin Pulsi Benuri. So he was given 60 makis of a Pulsi Benuri of a Shtekin of Aish. Osi Idmalei Kiduva Benuri. So he came, this was Episatikun, for the chet that he had done, so he came into the base medrash like a dove of Aish, a bear of Aish. Ol binayu utchadinu, and he was matredem, so you were unable to be Dame the Shmeinesra properly. Zatrashi. Tokfi Barachmi, Marbin Betrilla, Umaisila Mashiach Balaizimne. Achein ein Italy Rishus Lamidon Yachad. Yesh Tugmosom Shetei Tfilosom Nishmas. Pulsi Chavotas Malkis. He was hit with Malkis, Pulsi the Nuri. Let us see Taisvis. Kimota Lameima Achaya Mesim Logishalma. The Taisvis Afogav Dikanam Machaya Mesim Mikame Mashibuach. Not Machaya Hamesmith, Machaya Mesim. But before, so what happened over there? Hema Rabbeinu Tam Ishom Detrius HaMesim L'Ava Ela Ayyidei Tal and the Teisa Roshis Tal Omoto. Stal shall tree. It seems there's a mother also shall tree. So trees are mason can only come after Mashima Ruach Moirit Agashim Moirit Atal. So before that it wasn't shy. That's one tenet. So you need the Hagdome, you need the Hagdome of Mashima Ruach.
Half
forgot to tell him in the killer. He made him that may I pay for. Lay my handshake, pay for. Lay my handshake, may shop. She came in the ocean, I'm in the line in ocean. Up here, my higher yoko, my mouth, the Casey. Get on my horse, and we couldn't say a fast, he could say a hey. So my man, how did
Rabbeinu or Kodesh choose him as a about Philip?
Honey, me like the Hebshe Ba'achet.
Yeah, but not about Philip, then
you're medactic to make sure he,
that the pronunciation
is correct.
Here
we needed the caliber of Rabbi
Bomer, so Mamela Rabbeinu HaKodesh
overlooked these Chesronos that Rabbi had.